Is there something that I might say on accident that would disempower someone by saying, oh my gosh, you're such a victim? It just sounds and feels so disempowering. If someone said that to me, oh, you poor thing, you're such a victim, you know? It's like, that is not the response I'm looking for. So what is your experience with how to train people not to go there?
As the listener, you really have to take your cues from the storyteller, partially because there are some people that is exactly the response that they're looking for. They want to be held. They want to be nurtured, and somebody acknowledging that they're a victim and that they're a poor thing is exactly what they're looking for. And sometimes if you don't know, you just ask them what they need. I think it's important to acknowledge the story. And I think it's important to reflect feeling if you can, because that's validating. But then beyond that, I think you have to take your cues from the storyteller. We're all going to mess up in our responses. We're all going to read the cues wrong. Even as a professional, I've read the cues wrong and had to say, I'm so sorry, I totally missed it. Help me understand what it is that I missed. And it's okay to do that. As long as you are fully involved in the moment with the storyteller, it's okay if you get it wrong. But when you get it wrong, don't get defensive about it. Just say, oh my goodness, I got it wrong. I'm so sorry. Tell me what I missed. Help me get it right. I want to be what you need in this moment. Tell me what that is.